authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those you have given him. Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began. This is the word of the Lord.
Little chairs look the right size for you. Come and sit on one. And come and find a space near the front. Excellent. It's great to see you all. Do you find a seat? And I wonder, who here likes getting presents? Still up a hand. If you like getting presents, stick up a hand. Wow, lots of us. We all love getting presents, don't we? I love getting presents. Here is the last present that I got. A couple of weeks ago, it wasn't my birthday. It wasn't a special occasion, but some kind person got me this brilliant cookbook, and I was really pleased with it. We all love getting presents. But I wonder if you've noticed that we also like giving presents. We also enjoy that. In fact, sometimes we even enjoy giving presents more than we enjoy getting them. So when I buy some flowers for my wife Ruth, which does happen occasionally, I think I get almost as much pleasure from it as she does. Or what about the shoeboxes? Who here actually enjoyed packing your shoebox? Yeah, deciding what goes in. It's fun, isn't it? Actually, we enjoy giving. And my question for us to think about this morning is, why give? Why give? Can we do that all together? Why give? And not just shoeboxes, but in general. And even more than that, why does it feel right, even good, for us to give? I guess there's lots of answers we could give to that question. We might say, can you just move us one on? I'm not sure this clicker's working quite yet at the moment. Can you move us one on? We've got the PowerPoint open. I guess we might think it's because we enjoy giving because we see that people have a need. We might enjoy it because we like seeing their look on their faces. We might like giving because it just makes us feel slightly less guilty about all the things that we have. Have we got the PowerPoint on? Is that going to come? No? No, nothing coming on. But I'll tell you what, the big reason I want us to see today why we like giving is because we give because God gave first. Can we do that all together? Okay? So we give because God gave first. You see, God is by nature a giving God. John talks about giving 63 times in his gospel, and 52 of them are about God giving. We give because God gave first. Altogether, we give because God gave first. Excellent. This will help remind us of that. But what kind of things does God give? Well, do you know, in one of the verses from the Bible reading Lindsay just read for us, verse 2, we're told about three different things that God gives. And I have packed three shoeboxes to help us explore them a bit together this morning. So, first shoebox, first gift. Can anyone see who is this to and who is it from? Matthew, who's it to? Brilliant. So it's to God the Son, that's Jesus, and it's from God the Father. And could someone from this side come and help open it up for us? George, can you come and open it? Brilliant. So you just need to take off the lid. You don't need to do too much unwrapping. And can you pull out what's in there? What's inside? A crown. Excellent. George, let me put that down here. Thank you. Go and sit down. So God the Father has given God the Son a crown. Why? Well, it's because he has made him, God has made Jesus king over everything and everyone. Okay, I've got a little game for us. I want you to tell me, out of these people, who is in charge of more people? Okay, so I've got your mum and dad or your teacher. Who's in charge of more people, do you think? George, who do you think? Your mum and dad? Well, if you have a really big family, maybe. Your teacher? Yeah, your teacher's maybe in charge of 30 different people. Okay, what about your teacher or your head teacher? Who's in charge of more people? Yeah, Caitlin. Head teacher is in charge of everyone in the school. Okay, head teacher or Theresa May, the Prime Minister. What do we think? Yeah, Katie. Theresa May is in charge of, in theory, everyone in Britain. Okay, what about this one? Oh, wait for it. Theresa May or the President of China? What do we think? What do you think? What do you think? This one? Yeah, it is the President of China. About 1.4 billion people in China. Okay, last one. The President of China or Jesus? Yeah, that's right, Jesus, because Jesus has authority over everyone in our family, everyone in our class, everyone in our school, everyone in Britain, everyone in China. In fact, Jesus has authority, if I can pick it up, over everyone in the whole wide world. Which means that it's fantastic that people in these countries, represented by these flags and many other countries, get to receive shoeboxes and to hear something about Jesus. Because he is their king, even if they don't know it yet. He has authority over them, even if they don't acknowledge it yet. Adults, I think sometimes we feel a little bit awkward about this. I think sometimes we picture the world as divided up between different deities. So yes, this part belongs to the Christian God, loosely, but this bit belongs to the Muslim God, and this bit to another God. And maybe it wouldn't be quite right to tell them about Jesus. But you see, that way of thinking is completely wrong, because Jesus has total authority. Or closer to home, as we're thinking about, well, can I really invite that friend from my class to Hot Shots or to Ignite? Can I really talk to that person in the office about Jesus? Can I really invite that neighbour to a carol service or to the film Festive Elle? Well, the answer is yes, whoever they are, because Jesus is their king. Even if they don't know it yet, he has authority over them, even if they don't acknowledge it yet. Or as our song puts it that we're about to sing, Jesus is the king, he is the ruler over everything, which means, as the song goes on, he is the one that we can't ignore. There's some actions in the chorus, so watch me, I'll do some actions, and we're going to stand and sing this song together. Jesus is the king, ruler over everything. Jesus is people. Brilliant. So it's from God the Father, it's from God the Son, that's Jesus, and it's to people, people like us. And who wants to come and, can someone come and open it? Bench, do you want to come and open it? Come and open it. Brilliant, come. Can you open up? Brilliant. And what's inside? Can you pull them out? Oh, oh, strange. Two Christmas tree branches. Brilliant. Let's put them here. Now, this is a bit more cryptic than the last one. Two Christmas tree branches. But I wonder, do any of you have the debate in your household about what kind of Christmas tree to get? Artificial or real? Because there are advantages to both, aren't there? I wonder which of these ones is going to be around pretty much forever. Which one? This one, the artificial one. But which one is actually alive? The real one. That's actually why we've got both in our shoebox. Because that is what God the Son, Jesus, gives to people. Eternal life. So this is what it says. It's what it says in the verse. You granted him authority over all people that he might give to them eternal life. The Son gives people eternal life. But what is eternal life? Well, yes, it is life that goes on forever, but actually it's much better than that. I wonder if any of you have ever met a famous person. Here is me meeting one of my heroes a couple of years ago. This is a chap called Michel Roux Jr., and he's quite a famous chef. Some of your parents might have seen him on TV. And it was so fun to meet him. It was at a food festival. But I only chatted to him for a couple of minutes. And I can't really say that I know him. But imagine if you could be friends with someone famous and fun forever. Imagine if you could be friends actually with the most famous and the most fun person ever. Forever. Well, do you know what? That is what eternal life is. Because this is what the very next verse in John says. This is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. You see, Jesus gives people, people like us, the chance to know God. How amazing is that? How wonderful to get to live with him in a perfect new world forever. And amazingly, Jesus can give us eternal life because he gave up his life when he died on the cross. When he took the punishment that his people deserve. Amazingly, the ruler of everything took off his crown and took up his cross. And he gave up his life so that we can have eternal life. But last thing, last question, who does he give eternal life to? That brings us to our third shoebox. Okay. Oh, got a good rattle on that one. Can anyone see who is this to and from? Who can read it for us? Yeah. Okay, so again, it's to God the Son. It's from God the Father. And who wants to come and open this one up? Okay, yeah. Felicity, why don't you come and open it? Okay, and can you pull out? What have we got inside? Oh, okay, that's probably enough. That's probably enough. Can you come and put them over here? Should you put them just there? Great. So what we've got in here is people. People, because the Father has given the Son people. This is what our verse says. You granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life to all those that you have given him. Maybe you've heard someone say about someone else, he thinks he's God's gift. They mean that someone is slightly arrogant, they're full of themselves, they're proud. But you see here that actually some people are God's gifts. Not to women, but to his Son, to Jesus. It's talking about Christians, people who follow Jesus. See, they are the people God the Father has given to God the Son. And God the Son then gives them eternal life. Now, these people are good, aren't they? These are great. But they're not the most realistic representation of people I've ever seen. For that, I think we need a better representation of people as gifts. So Nick has kindly agreed. Where is Nick? Brilliant. Nick has kindly agreed that he is going to be wrapped up as a present. Okay, so what you guys need to do is, over in this corner, there's some wrapping paper, there's some bows, there's some labels, and you've got a minute to wrap up Nick as a present. Okay, so all of you want to, head over in that corner, you can do some wrapping up. Yeah, Nick, head over there, thank you. And guys, just while they do that, obviously we haven't got all the time in the world to consider the implications of what this means. But I want us to see that when we get our heads around the fact that Christians are people given by God the Father to God the Son, it will completely blow our minds. Because it will transform how we think about ourselves. It will transform our view of our identity, of who we are, and the value that we have. Because how on earth could we be more precious, more valuable than being gifts given by God the Father to God the Son? And what's more, it'll transform our assurance, our confidence. Hopefully you can hear me just about over the noise. It'll transform our confidence, our assurance, because our eternal security doesn't depend ultimately on us having given ourselves to Jesus. It depends on God having given us to Jesus in eternity past. And if you think about it, if we take care of the little things and trinkets that we receive from our loved ones, how much more will God the Son take care of us if we're a gift from God the Father? Right, we better see how we're getting on with our presents. How are we doing over here? Okay, is Nick able to move in this direction? Can we bring him over? Okay. Bring him over. Okay, excellent. That's probably enough, is it? Excellent. Children, why don't you come and take a seat down here? Come and take a seat again where you were. That's brilliant. I think that's a great job. It's a great job. So here we have the vicar as a Christmas present. And remember, we're not just doing this because we can, but because it reminds us that the Son has been given people by the Father. People like Nick, people like you, people like me. If we're Christians, the Son has been given people by the Father. And if you guys hear that I've got the sack tomorrow morning, you'll probably know why. Nick, excellent. Let's make a hole so that you can find a seat.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Excellent. Okay, do you grab a seat as best you can? Okay. So you see, God is a giving God. God is a giving God. God the Son has been given total authority by God the Father. God the Son has given people eternal life, and God the Father has given God the Son people. And when we understand that, when we appreciate these gifts, we find that we ourselves will want to give. Can you remember this from the beginning? Can you remember? We give because God gave first. Let's do it one more time. We give because God gave first. And it means, as we finish, that to really enjoy giving, we first need to receive. We need to receive the gift of eternal life that Jesus gives. We need to accept the authority that Jesus has over all people. So let me ask as we finish whether we've done that, whether we've accepted, whether we've unwrapped as we're unwrapping Nick now, whether we've unwrapped God's gift of eternal life or whether we're still leaving it in a shoebox somewhere. What, as we finish now, we're going to sing a song, and it's a song that reminds us of one of those gifts, the gift of eternal life that the Son gives to the Father.